So through last year, we were looking about solutions to encrypt Gopher, and turns out it's quite easy, and we don't have to change much. So that's what I decided to talk about today. I'll talk about why to encrypt it, and the current status of encryption, and what could be our future plans for Gopher encryption. So why TLS? Because we want to be up to date with the web standards, and web also uses TLS, so why shouldn't we? Gopher is a clear text protocol, so everyone can read our connections. Anything that we fetch from Gopher can be read. So to me personally, it's an issue, and I would like at least some encryption in when I'm reading Gopher holds. Another solution was always Tor, but it's often slow, not for Gopher, but for different things. Depends if you want to download something from Gopher, then it can become slow. And sometimes it's difficult to set up, so if you are on any machines that don't allow you to install software or to set things up, like a MacBook or some systemd machine, you need a Tor daemon, and usually you need LD preload hacks to apply the SOX protocol to your software. With this proposal of TLS encryption, there is no need to change the protocol or to write a new RFC or whatever. And it's also transparent to users, so it's much similar to email and email encryption, SMTP and IMAP. So current implementations are the following. So on the server, we would have a multiplexer which would recognize the traffic it's getting, and decide whether to forward it to specific daemons. The next in the chain would be some kind of tunnel that would add an encryption on top. It's usually things like S-tunnel, and I also wrote a proof of concept in Go because it's simple and easy to read, so people can understand why. It's called TLS-tun. And finally in the chain would be a Gopher daemon, which is GeoMIDI. On the client side, we have a Qlik, which currently supports this implementation, and there's a GNU TLS CLI or a OpenSSL command line, or basically anything that supports TLS. So even something if you can add on top of Netcat, but GNU TLS CLI is the same. On the server side, then the concept is of serving the Gopher hole, adding the TLS on top of the Gopher hole, and then manage the traffic with some extra daemon, which would recognize whether we are asking for TLS or we just support clear text. The names in the parentheses are the actual software that can be used for this. And I have already deployed it on my server, and I think Solane was playing with it. Somebody also tried to deploy it on the Bitrash server, but I don't think it works yet. Maybe after today, someone wants to work on it again. So I guess step one is having a Gopher server, just a simple, but the point is in it not serving on the standard port 70, but any other port that works, because we will use our multiplexer on port 70, and we will see how it supports it. The step 2 is adding encryption on top of it, so you would install TLSTUN or STUNNEL. You would generate some TLS certificates. You can get them from Let's Encrypt, or you can generate your own. And then you would run this software to proxy TLS traffic from a specific port to your Gopher daemons port. And even with this, you support purely a TLS Gopher server. So you can also have your Gopher daemon listening only locally and having this listening on the external network. And on step 3 there is multiplexing. So if you want to support both, you would do this. And you would have GeoMedia on port 71, for example, TLS done on port 7771, and you would have the multiplexer on port 70. So anyone connecting to your standard Gopher port would get the same Gopher caller as it is in clear if they do not support TLS. So there is no breaking change of the existing protocol. And then this is an example configuration which I took from the Bitrace server, and it's so it uses a regular expression to just see if it's the Gopher protocol. Maybe we can also send a patch to SSLH to support it properly. Then there is recognition of TLS and more things. When it comes to clients, the protocol would be the same, with the exception of just asking a question. So the first thing would be we connect to a Gopher call, then we ask if they support TLS, and they would reply if they do, and then we try TLS, and otherwise we just fall back to plain text. With this method, we can use the same clients and the same protocols to browse both encrypted Gopher calls and clear. In practice, it's quite simple. So this, you can also, if you want to try, you can try this address. You can use both TLS and clear text on the same port, and both will work. And also Celine has added the TLS support in her clients, which I congratulate and quite appreciate. And I hope maybe SAC or other clients also get this support if they like it. For future, I would like to teach more users about the concept of encryption and why it's important to encrypt Gopher. And hopefully with Bitrace we can try and make people adopt it. Another plan is just to add more and more TLS support to all clients, because it can be transparent and it's quite easy to do. The software that can be used to deploy this is on these links. The SSLH is quite known, I think, and usually used for SSH and something else, but it supports any kind of protocol, so we can also use it for Gopher. And TLSTUN is a proof of concept for this, where we can it's a simpler version of STUNNEL, and it can add TLS on top of anything. I kept it short in about 100 lines, so it's understandable and can be easily rewritten in your language of choice. And that's shortly this. So yes, thank you. If I will quit the stream and take any questions. Thanks.